Early Saturday morning, 11-year-old Helen Decker sets up shop outside one of Wrangell's local grocery stores. Her business is called Sweet Shop, and it's more than just your average lemonade stand.
I got limeade, lemonade, brownies, but the food's all homemade.
With help from her parents, Gig and Julie, and her brother, Sig, Helen spent the week before baking, making signs, and mixing batches of lemonade. From just your basic table to more elaborate painted booths, lemonade stands popped up all over town. Lemonade Day is an annual national event that encourages business education among K-12 students. Organized by the city and school district, each of the 15 students participating created a business plan, received a $50 loan, and chose a charity to donate a percentage of their profits to. And the rest, that was up to the business owner.
I got some balloons, I got some streamers, lots of different varieties of things to eat, just the little things, like the little cute things, like the flowers and having the little decorated tablecloth. You know, just cute things to make people happy.
Helen's mom, Julie, loaned her an extra $40 to help with some of the startup costs.
She's been learning a lot about, you know, really it's going to cost me that much to buy all my supplies? And so it's, you know, all those little skills that go into, you know, whether it's running a business or running your household or anything like that.
As for the loan, she's not worried about getting paid back.
Well, I think we're going to figure out how, you know, how much she sells and all that, and if she can pay it back, that's great. If not, maybe she'll be working it off in chores.
How much is a cup? Did I get
it in the morning?
Juggling a camera and a few glasses of lemonade, Wrangell's Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore takes photos of all the stands. She says she hopes the event encourages future entrepreneurship in Wrangell.
You know, I think a lot of kids, especially in the rural communities, will get jobs at a young age. So I think it's very important for them to learn the difference between working for somebody else and trying to work for themselves.
Borough manager Timothy Rooney agrees. He says Wrangell thrives on its locally owned businesses and hopes this exercise inspires students.
I think for Wrangell it's particularly important because our downtown hasn't been taken over by the cruise industry like what you see in many other Southeast Alaska communities that are our size or larger. Our business owners still live in Wrangell and are from Wrangell and own the businesses, so we would prefer to pass that tradition along to the youth in our community so that one day they can own businesses and stay in Wrangell.
Back at Helen's lemonade stand, business is steady.
Oh, I'll take two. So put it, keep whatever fits in there. Yeah, I'll take them all.
Helen says she's learning a lot. Her cash box is overflowing with ones, fives, and tens. And her friend Abby has joined her. She says lots of people have stopped by her booth.
People who came by, they grab a glass of lemonade and then
they give like at least
then,
a $5 tip.
Or they'd like tell people in the store, hey, there's someone out selling lemonade. It tastes amazing. They'd over-exaggerate it,
like,
but
it travels.
Yeah.
Because we had someone that hadn't even came over here yet, and they just came over there like, someone told me that
you have the best
cupcakes.
Yeah, and they're like, so I want one.
Yeah.
By 5 p.m., Helen's cooler of lemonade is nearly empty, and her baked goods sold out. Looking back at a day of sales, Helen calls Lemonade Day a success. Her goal for the day was to make $150.
We made over $300! Woohoo!
We have $95 in fives.
Okay, wait, so how much money do we have?
But instead, she made $426. Helen plans on giving a percentage of her profits to the Ronald McDonald Foundation to help kids battling long-term illnesses. For AK, I'm Charlotte Duran.